Welcome to Sanity Lounge. Today we're excited to have Baltimore's own Enslow in the studio. Her song, How You Do It, was just voted number 16 on WTMD's Top 89 Songs of 2024, and her unique voice and heartfelt songwriting have been turning heads all year. We'll talk about her journey, inspirations, and what's next. And don't miss the live performance after the conversation, so let's dive right in. Welcome, Baltimore. We are here with another episode of Sanity Lounge. We have another band in here that has been on my radar for almost 2 years now, we just discovered, because I'm wearing one of the original shirts from Enslow.
Represent.
Yeah. So let's just start off real quick and go around the room, because I know your name's Joshua, just because... Chris just said it again.
It says it right here.
But just go around and briefly introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in this band.
Great. I'm Josh. I play guitar and I sing backup vocals.
I'm Dan. I play the bass.
I'm Adam. I play drums.
I'm Sam. I play guitar and I help write songs sometimes.
And I'm Enslow.
You guys were
fantastic.
First of all, you know, I haven't heard much Enslow until the past week or so because my friend Woe Davis loves you guys, but I always research one when he tells me. And I'm pleasantly surprised, A, at the style of music because it's not your everyday style. But you guys came in here like gunslingers. Like, you came in here very professional within 2 seconds. Like I don't know what the first song you guys did, but we get you all set up and I'm watching the camera and Wheel hasn't even gotten up to do like to get on the board or whatever. And all of a sudden you guys lay down this like Steely Dan style shit that is yours. You guys wrote it. And all of a sudden you're like, check, I can't hear. And you start rocking. And all of a sudden.
That's a hell
like,
of a compliment because Steely Dan is his favorite band of all time.
Yes, but I'm saying like all of a sudden you're in it. And then you're like, you know, you cut halfway through the song. And you're like, okay, that's, you know, it just the professionalism was top notch. So I'm very impressed. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So. My wife first saw you, what it was February 2023 at the Woodshed at Nate's Place, who were support that. That's a fantastic event. I've been to many of those. I didn't go to that, but then I saw you. I was a fan because my wife discovered you at that show, and then we started listening to you, and we hear you on TMD. You're played on TMD all the time. And then we saw you in July at the First Thursday, which you opened up, which was fantastic.
That's when you came on my radar. Because that day, a few people I knew were at that.
Yeah.
So is everyone from Baltimore?
Baltimore area.
Baltimore area.
Right.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Right. Maryland. Now, Enslow, let me ask you. So do you write... the lyrics of the songs, or is it kind of the whole band, or what's the impetus of it?
I feel like I write the majority of the lyrics, but I'm a collaborative person, so I feel like I bounce a lot of like ideas off of mainly like Josh and Sam, and then our friend Logan, who he moved to LA.
Big time.
We're sad about it.
Well, you know.
But
these things happen.
So like for the first project, like it was mainly Josh, Logan, and I, and then Sam has come into the fold.
Nice.
And so like we mainly wrote everything together, but I'm in charge of lyrics and
right, I got you. And how long has band been together?
Since 2020.
So 4 years.
Damn. Good year.
That's a great year to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say things.
Do you guys go back further than that? Or I mean, you've known each other longer than 4 years, I assume.
It's weird because
we met at a graduation party.
No, we didn't. We met in downtown Sykesville. Josh, Dan, and I all grew up in the same hometown.
Okay.
And then we've kind of like amassed our group of people since then, but we all kind of know each other. Like, they're a year older than I am.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
But I went to a different school than they did, but we all kind of like knew each other through the music scene.
So how did you land on Enslo? Like, how did it all come together specifically?
So I always sang. Like, right. I love to sing. I grew up in the theater, and like, I used to gig when I was in high school. And then I went to school.
What years are we talking about? This is a little risky question, but I feel like you got to be young enough that it's not too offensive. Like,
I'm 27.
Okay.
So I, from like 2012, I guess, to like 2015, I gigged.
Gotcha.
Like out in right, public. Like
you were playing out.
Yeah, and then I went to school for costume design, and Josh and I actually went to the same college for 2 years, and then nice. I transferred. We went to Shenandoah Conservatory. He graduated from there. And then I went to University of North Carolina School of the Arts.
Josh also did costume design.
Yeah.
Josh and music. Right, that's right up my alley.
Don't get it.
There's some cosplayers that I'm going to have on the show because we feature everybody.
We don't judge here at Sanity Lounge.
Costume design is impressive.
But I went to school for costume design, so I transferred from Shenandoah to University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Go Pickles. And then...
Is that their mascot?
That is their mascot. We are the Fighting Pickles.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yikes. Checks
out. I'm proud of the pickles, okay? Yeah. Anyway.
I mean...
You guys, you see what I have to deal with? Anyway. So I went to school. I graduated... Because I transferred, I went to school for 5 years. Right. So I graduated in 2020. And they're just going to make fun of me this whole interview.
That's what we do.
It's great dynamics. Yeah. It's good band dynamics.
So I graduated in 2020 into the pandemic, and I was on track to like move to New York and like work in film and television. But then obviously the world shut down, and so did the industry. So I started working at a winery, and then Josh DM'd me on Instagram and was like, hey, like I'm doing this like music like video series, like do you want to sing a song, like I know that you're a singer. And I was like, sure. And then he was like, wait, do you have original music? I record, and like I've got this song that like, you know, could really use a girl singer. Mm-hmm. And then we recorded Oasis, and that was the first. Nice. So that was kind of like the intro into.
Yeah, and I heard that one. I listened to that one. It was a great fucking song on Spotify. I listened to that today, I think. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
So that was written by Josh and Logan. And I feel like the rest is history.
And so what? Did you, the one that I heard today, was that recorded at your place or like where? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a great, I mean, you know, sounds great.
Like, it's all done in my basement.
Nice. So. And what year was that? You said 2020?
It was 2020.
Right. Nice. Wow. Mm-hmm. So then how did the rest of the band come together? Like, I mean.
We found them.
Nice. Nice.
They were on the street.
What was your name on drums, boss? I'm
awful. Adam.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was like 2.
Nice. And your age, sir?
28.
Nice, man. You look great, babe.
I mean, thank you, sir.
You look great, babe.
It could look better.
Well, Davis is 34.
Right. Dang. No, I'm doing all right.
Okay. So, and what about the history? So, go down to like your instrument history, because again, you guys are gunslingers. So, how long have you been playing the guitar?
How old am I? 28.
Mm-hmm. I think you all are.
Since I was 7, so however long that is.
So that was your first instrument. You didn't like start on the horn or some shit and go to the guitar. Some cats evolved.
I tried
way.
Playing saxophone in 4th grade.
See that?
Yeah. I played French horn.
Oh, wow. You did?
Yeah.
My son is a flautist currently.
Nice. And ironically, and pretty good. I think Britt, you're the second French horn person, right? Didn't Britt?
Melissa plays the clarinet.
Or somebody.
Alcott?
Oh, no, yeah.
Played a French horn and they had just mentioned
Oh,
it.
Britt, yeah. Britt yeah. played the French horn for a minute.
Yeah, so it's not that rare. I mean, it's a little rare, but, you know.
You're not special.
No, I just didn't want you to make you feel bad, babe. You
right.
And how long had you been playing?
Since I was like 11.
Wow. Yeah,
middle school.
Yeah, you got a beautiful touch back there. I was telling you when we were listening up there. You know, it's wonderful.
Dan taught me guitar.
Is that right?
So I stopped playing.
I retaught you guitar.
You retaught me guitar. Yeah. I stopped playing, and then when we both played baseball, and we met at the baseball.
The baseball. We're real artists. Yep. The baseball.
The baseball. And then, we hung out one time, and you retaught me how to play guitar, and then we started playing together.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
shit.
That's cool.
Yeah. And what about my man over here? What's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Sam.
Sam. I'm fucking awful with names. You may have heard of
me. I'm really bad with names,
okay,
too.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you two cats were the ones doing the harmonies, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah,
I was the one singing in pitch.
I was the
one. Ooh, shots fired.
I was the one singing the right words.
No.
Well, what's more important at that point?
Right. Right. Let's dive into
we're,
this.
We're
point,
two right? halves of a whole idiot. So.
Right. Well, look, both of you. It sounded
I think both
dynamite.
Are equally important for the record.
Right. The record ends like this. Yeah,
it sounded great.
Yeah, I thought it was dynamite. But you guys, I wanted to say, the harmonies were, you guys were like the Eagles back there. Like, it sounded great with Enslow. Like, it was perfect.
I do sound like Don Henley, you're right.
We love the Eagles. They're big influences.
Yeah.
Nice, good. Well, that's wonderful. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was 13, since I heard Jimmy Page.
Good for you. Nice.
Can you ask him how old he is? Because we don't know.
Is that right?
We don't
right.
know.
I'm actually the youngest in the band.
No, that's me. I'm the youngest.
Sam, how old are you again?
I'm 27.
No.
40. He's 40.
Is that right?
We don't know how old he is.
He started
answer.
Playing guitar in 89. So.
Huh. How old do you think we are?
100.
Like, I don't get offended by anything.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, man. I mean...
I want to say young
40s. I think I already told you.
I'd give you an honest 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young 40s.
Yeah.
Well, what are you giving me?
45.
Ooh.
You're close to him.
I'll shoot high. I'll go 60.
Oh, shots fired.
Damn, that way it
60?
Evens out our average will be right.
Thank you, Enslow, by the way.
I don't think he's
60. Thank you, Enslow.
I'm just trying to balance the average.
I am going to be Santa Claus at a gym
for the record.
In December.
At a gym?
Yeah, at my gym. My wife volunteered me.
For
I'm
the
49
children.
To answer.
Yeah, and
oh,
I'm
okay.
49.
I'm your skin is excellent.
I was going to say
you have gorgeous skin.
Have
like
skin.
Drop
he's
your
Italian,
routine.
It's from my mother.
Yeah,
drop
Italian.
Your skin well, care routine.
He's Italian.
What do you
baby.
Do?
Do you use beard
nothing.
Oil?
Nothing. I just shower every day.
You just shower.
No, I use beard oil, but then I don't. I got live bearded for a while only because of the scents.
You don't have a wrinkle
you don't
on
have a
your
beard.
Face.
You
it's
neither,
like
my
amazing.
Mother is almost. My mother's almost 80.
I mean,
she
neither do
legit,
you.
I've known
like
his mother.
60s.
Like we've known each other since 92. His mother. How old's your mother? She's 78. 78.
Wow.
I swear to she looks like she's 51. Like today.
Wow,
like if you
man.
Saw her today,
lucky.
You'd be like, oh my God. Like it's
I have
shocking.
zero routine.
It's the Italian. It's nutty. Yeah.
That's impressive, yeah. Honestly.
All right, well, we're going deep here. All right. Yeah. So all right, so the
so
young cat
go.
In the band, nobody the mystery age, you say 27, you know, we gotta believe
but
it's 27.
Know. 40.
Right, the mystery man. Now, so why is that such a mystery? Are you a new cat in the band, or...?
I'm the newest one, I guess.
Yeah.
2 years? Mm-hmm. 2 years?
Yeah.
Josh and I got double booked at a gig a long time ago, and... Dan was there.
Dan, yeah, you were there, that's right.
You were there?
Yeah, he was there.
That's funny.
We got double booked at a gig. So Dan and I have played for like 15 or 16 years together, and then we were playing a gig... Sam got double booked, and we got there, and we're like, "Who's this asshole?" and then, yeah. So then I said, you were really good, unfortunately. So we said, all right, let's get him in. So I invited him over to a session, and he was supposed to come over for the first session with Enslo, but she got in a car crash. So then you just came over.
Oh, I for that was the first day.
That was he was supposed. Remember, he was supposed to come over. Remember, I called her at the gig.
I remember the car crash. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know I was supposed
so
to
then that they didn't meet that day. They met a different day. But.
Wow. So Enslo with the car crash. Let's go into that. Yes. How'd that go?
Is oh my god, right?
Is it so embarrassing. Was it your fault?
No, this tell is them, so embarrassing. It was my fault. It was my fault. I was driving home from work. I was going way too fast, and I work in like. At a winery in a very like backwoodsy area. The roads are very much
boardy.
Not, I work at Old Westminster Winery. Oh, okay.
Caves.
That's caves. Much like the back roads coming.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Well, the worse. They're worse. Yeah, right. They're yeah, very right. windy. I was going too fast. Right. I'm a fast driver. Don't tell the police.
Right.
But it's like, it was like a very big curve and there were like big rocks that were like next to the road and the road kind of like falls off onto these rocks.
Right.
And a squirrel ran out. Oh, and I swerved and I was like going too fast.
I understand.
And I went off of the road and I was trying to get back on the road and then I hit this little like embankment thing and right. I totaled my car.
Damn.
Honestly though, I went in between like two trees, so I'm lucky that I didn't hit a tree.
Yeah. Right.
So
was there any booze involved or was
no,
it just straight up
gosh.
Nice?
No, I right. was just going too fast. It was I'm a nice day, like my windows are down. I was like listening to some music and then
we're a sober band, we don't drink or do anything, so
yeah. Right. Right. I don't know why I would have thought yeah. that.
No, but it was like I forgot what day it was, but it was like a weekday.
It was a Friday.
Oh, well.
That's right.
It's still a weekday. It was a weekday. It's still a weekday.
End of the week.
It was a week after we met.
No, it was not a Friday because I didn't go into work the next day. I was supposed to and I took off.
Oh, wait. What days does Sports and Social have music? Thursday?
Friday.
Was it Friday? Yeah.
It wasn't a Friday because Friday's my Friday. Boss had seen my car because obviously you can like see the thing.
Right.
And she was like, tracks. She called me and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm okay. But like,
it was no joke.
She was like, just stay home. Like it'll be fine. Right. Like don't worry about tomorrow. And I was like, okay, cool.
Accidents right. are crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot. I felt really stupid. Ooh. Honestly, I was like, this is dumb.
I've done that. I mean, I've definitely felt stupid sometimes.
Yeah, Woe Davis. His name is Woe Davis because right. of the way he drives.
Fair.
So you know, it's he's,
well, not anymore. It's worse.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
The olden days.
Right.
The 1900s.
What were you going to say there?
Anyway. So, no.
You said, all right.
Well, all right. Let's not talk about my, like, stupid...
No, definitely not.
Car crash.
Let's not focus on car wrecks.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Know? Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
So, how many albums have you done? Like, or that... Like, the Oasis track... Mm-hmm. It seems like there was a lot of tracks at that same recording, or did you guys record, like, there was a lot of Enslo tracks that I was listening mm-hmm. to today in a yeah. row, and it seemed like there was a 2024 album.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that recorded?
All at Josh's house.
I mean, dude, you've got yeah. high, it sounds great.
Thank
like,
you. I
yeah.
appreciate it.
I mean, is it like... I mean, you just have the house set up, or is it just like an apartment, you got good mics, or...
It's one step... above a home studio. It's I have a townhouse on Strawberry Fields Way, by the way.
Nice.
Big Beatles fan, so
right.
It's a little basement with a tape machine and Pro Tools and a bunch of mics, and I mean, we can show you a picture. Doesn't really help on the podcast, but it's it's just jam packed with instruments and nice. So a lot of the synth sounding stuff and all the, we try to make all the sounds in house basically. So we have a box of percussion stuff and harmonium and different organs. We got a Lowry organ and it's all recorded in that room. Wurlitzer.
Cool. Banjo.
And a banjo.
Sam's Wurley.
Well, it's mine now, but yes. anyway,
it belongs to the house.
It's a little room and we've done everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
The way we'll record is we'll start a demo sent it to Adam, who's got a drum set up in his house. Although some of the drums were done at my house. Mm-hmm. But then recently he's been tracking remotely and then flying into us, and then we mix it. I mix everything.
Nice.
And, yeah, so.
Flying in?
Upload it to Google and send it over.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The industry.
Via the cloud.
But right, we meet.
Correct.
We have a session every single Tuesday. We've done mm-hmm. that for 4 years. So all the entire record was done
on
every
Tuesday
night.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of great. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's cut after cut after cut, and it sounds like a, you know, it's a professional recording. It sounds.
Thank
great.
Thank you. I appreciate yeah. that. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Definitely.
Hit me up if you want to record.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So you. Just recently did a video too. What song was that for? You did one. So Amanda saw that and she's like, I would have fucking died if I was driving through Canton and saw Enslow yeah, sitting at Canton Waterfront yeah. suit in the video.
So we just did a video for Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, which is the newest single. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine, Jose, like reached out. It was weird because we were all playing The Horse in Baltimore, mm-hmm. and like this guy walked in with like a gorgeous camera, and we were like, what the heck, like that's cool. And then he was like, oh, can I film you guys? And so he started like filming us playing at The Horse, and then we've just kind of like stayed connected. And then he was like, I'm moving to LA to like pursue bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. And he was like, before I leave, like, I would love to shoot a video. Like, this is, you know, I love your music, like, whatever. So I was like, okay, sure. Yeah,
no, that's cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it just, like, happened to work out that I was, like, free.
So is that out yet, or?
It comes out this week.
That's so
well,
fun.
Well, it'll be out by the
there's,
time that
there's
this
clips.
Comes out, yeah. yeah.
Kind of like clips of it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not yeah. every day that you get a, you know, a free video shoot like that.
I mean yeah, good stuff. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So. I'm
that's right
that
place, right
out.
Time stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
And then he suggested that we do it at Canton Waterfront Park and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
didn't know that we had played first Thursday,
right, right.
like, there in July.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, this is fun. And then it was cool because, like, we were doing a shot and there were a bunch of girls, like, sitting at a table just, like, in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they were, like, dance over, like, on this little, like, peak thing.
Right.
And so I was, like, dancing in the middle of, like, randomly in the middle
nice.
Of this park. I felt so dumb, but these girls were like, okay, work. And I was like, all
right,
you guys are my hype girls.
Right, yeah.
Nice, nice.
So that was like, that was cool. But
yeah, organic fun like that
yeah.
is awesome, especially
yeah.
when you capture it, you know, that's good stuff
yeah,
on a moment.
It's cool. So yeah, that'll be out.
Laura Davis, you got, what,
you
what
have,
else you got?
What other, I mean, this episode will come out in December. What gigs do you have coming up? Do you have anything lined up in the next
we're
few
playing,
months?
We're playing December 29th at Pearl Street Warehouse in D.C.
Okay, cool.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, no, I know that spot.
Yeah, Pearl Street Warehouse. I feel like I've been there, but maybe, yeah, I don't know. But that's great.
Yeah.
That's fun. Any place in D.C. is fun.
Yeah. Usually. Make sure you put that event.
Yes.
Like, email me that event
yeah,
so
will.
We can add it.
And there's a great bulgogi place right next to it. Remember that place? So.
What is it?
Isn't it out of business?
Oh, you're right.
That's devastating.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We that tried to go suck. There. We saw Krungbin at the Anthem. And then,
oh, my God.
So good.
Look.
So good.
I haven't had a chance to see him yet. That's pissing me off.
Fantastic.
They were yeah. so good.
I know, I'm sure they were.
I had the best time.
Yeah.
And who?
Krungbin. They're from Austin.
Yeah.
Like a trio.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They're really good.
Yeah. Like instrumental.
They're up for best
mainly
new,
instrumental.
They're up for
I
best new artists
yeah.
this year at the Grammys.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen to them.
Yeah, they're really yeah. great.
It's down tempo, just good.
Mm-hmm. They're going to lose that, but yeah, they were great.
Chaperone's going
to
win.
Who are they going to lose to?
Chaperone.
That's
I like her too.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sabrina should win.
All right.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Literally hot girl. Take.
This is being recorded.
I didn't say anything.
Don't tell my, don't tell my wife.
Nobody's watching, baby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, what, are we making fun of somebody?
No.
No.
Adam has feelings I've watched, for Sabrina Carpenter.
I've watched the Eras Tour 5 times.
I went to the Eras Tour.
Did you?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
How much was that?
We made a trip out of it. We went to opening night in Arizona, and we went to the Grand Canyon, and then we were we probably paid like $300 each.
Yeah, I mean,
we were at good seats. Right, that's not terrible.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I wanted to go to New Orleans, and it's like $1,200.
That's what
our nosebleed.
Yeah, I heard it's like shockingly.
Well, it's all the aftermarket bullshit.
Yeah,
right.
But it was very impressive.
Face value was still face value.
It was very impressive.
That's what I hear. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but it's like, come on. Like, she's talented.
She's up there. It's like, she's up there singing and dancing and switching in and out of costumes for 3.5 hours straight.
No, it's impressive what she does.
She, yeah.
100%, dude. 100%.
It's good.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love, what are they breaking wind over there?
No, Sam's just an asshole.
Me?
I feel like we're in school.
Right? We are in school. This is what I have to deal with.
Right?
That's so fucking awesome. Yeah, but you guys work great together. I love it, man.
No,
we do. We do.
So, Ware Davis, what else you got?
Go ahead.
Do you think I can or what?
Right, if we can come back around.
All right. Because I always end up hogging a lot of the conversation because I like to go around and ask. We'll start with you. What are your top three movies of all times? If you can,
we're changing it.
I know it's a hard topic, and it doesn't have to be in. You know, it doesn't have to be hard top.
Okay,
I got a question.
Do
trilogies count as one movie?
One movie. That'll count as one movie. I'm okay with that.
Whatever you want.
I'm okay.
Well,
there's no rules.
I'm not a huge movie buff.
That's fine.
I do have some strong opinions about this.
Okay.
I know what you're going to choose.
My colleague Aaron will disagree with me, but Jaws, I think, is the greatest movie of all time.
Get this man a contract. Yeah. Will, you kiss this guy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I know. Do it. They like to kiss each other. No, they. Wait. They like to kiss each other. They like to kiss each other.
Don't do it. Not that they'll I care. It. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, they'll kiss each other if you ask.
Yeah, so we do movie episodes.
To the wrong one.
Yeah. We do just movie episodes where we'll bring random people in to talk about movies.
Oh, I can talk about movies.
The first one we did was Jaws.
Yeah, the very first one
we
did
was July 4th. And it's great.
Well, I should have said
Jaws. Back and talk about movies.
Jaws 3 is my favorite.
You're so
Jaws 3 is the
we
first
talk
movie
about
ever.
Jaws 3
is it's the first movie Get I ever out. Saw in the movie theater.
Who would have thought there were three sharks? That's crazy.
Listen, it's a mother, a daughter, and a
son.
Cousin or some shit. Yeah. You know, I mean,
Maggie.
It's even and more
slow
than three.
Cheese.
So during the movie episodes.
So listen. So is your three? So Jaws is yours.
Jaws 1, Jaws 2, and Jaws 3.
I wish I could say with a straight face it's Jaws 1, 3. Two and then one, but then I've got to go. Oh,
three,
man.
Two and then one. That's your order.
No, I'm no, kidding. That was it. That's called a joke. Right. Oh man. Okay. There's a movie called The Three Amigos.
Of course.
Yeah.
Love it.
Caddyshack's up there. Oh God.
All right. Well, that's a good three.
It makes it sound like I like Chevy Chase too much, though.
Yeah,
I gotta
but
change.
There's nothing wrong Fletch. With that.
Chevy
80s
Chase. Is
Chevy
great.
Chase.
He's great.
Is great.
He's good. He's good. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta. It's something like that. It's a bunch of old.
That's all right.
They're dad movies, you know. What About Bob?
Love them.
Oh yeah. My God.
First of all, Three Amigos.
He hasn't said a fucking miss yet.
Yeah, I know.
I'll keep going. I'll keep
Three
going.
Amigos, phenomenal.
Great Outdoors.
Caddy,
Great Outdoors.
Of course. Roman, Uncle Roman or whatever. And Three Great Outdoors.
Yep.
Wonderful. All right, moving on. What's my man's name?
Brad.
Dan.
Look,
Dan's
like Brad.
Dan.
I thought I had it.
That's all right. Damn.
Can Give I see that, James?
I'm not a big movie
of course.
Guy.
That's all right. Hey, you can pick TV, any kind of, you know.
I got some movies. I mean, Shawshank,
oh,
is top.
Okay, well, I respect
Shawshank
that.
Shawshank is
definitely.
Great. Lord of the Rings trilogy, which
of course.
Is, I'm sure, what he's going to say.
And then, you know, Passion of the Christ.
Nice. Hot take.
He watches it every Sunday. It's right. Crazy. Yeah.
The feel-good movie of the decade.
Absolutely. Right. Sam's here Googling movies, by the way.
A fucking good movie.
Well, listen, yeah, I should tell you, as far as historical dramas, I mean, you know.
It's very accurate.
Right. It doesn't get any.
Is it historical or
fictional?
It
doesn't get any. Well, we could talk about that, you know. We'll
the end always cracked me up, though. Well, like that.
Wait, don't tell me. Lord, I haven't seen
it. Hot take.
The door opened and he just popped into the camera.
Did like you just say the end always cracked you?
Passion of the Christ.
Is yikes. It like, is yes. It like a is because it like a jump scare?
Yes. It is. A jump scare because it's looking at the tomb and then he just his face just moves right in front of it like he's resurrected.
So that's the feel good film of the year. I totally understand that. So that's a good three. All right. My man, and what let's go with you.
Building off of the Passion, I would go with Ten Commandments.
And then, that makes sense.
Probably Interstellar. Halloween would be up there. And Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, that's a good one.
Interstellar. We just had a that was the top film of the artist
Matt Muirhead.
Matt Muirhead was, we interviewed him, his favorite movie of all time is Interstellar, and it's one of my tops.
Do you like Rogue One?
Actually, my girlfriend and I just watched that over the weekend.
For the first time?
She had never seen it.
So that Empire's always been my favorite, but Rogue One has kind of swooped in and
Rogue One
taken
great.
It over completely.
Rogue One was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I mean, a movie that comes out however many years after.
2016.
And it literally made Part 4 better for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though part four was fine. I mean,
I agree with that.
It's like weird. Yeah. Very
I said
hard.
We have to watch these back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she was a little annoyed.
I mean, for them to thread that needle that far, like that was a hell of a, that was a great movie, man. Rogue One, man.
Definitely the
phenomenal.
Best Disney Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
If only the rest were that good.
I agree.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
What movies did you Google?
Well, my brain goes blank as soon as you say, like, what are your top three favorite movies?
No, it happens.
But the first one that comes to mind is just the Lord of the Rings.
You're a singer, baby.
Is the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which Dan already said.
That's all right.
Lord. Sammy.
I keep hitting my head.
Yeah, don't damage the art, Sam.
Star Wars probably is also one that comes to mind. Nice. And I was trying to think of some like fun little ones that people might not say. And I was thinking
Barbie Nutcracker,
some Pixar, maybe some
Barbie
Pixar
Nutcracker
movies.
Is great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who is
Rat
what is?
King?
Rat. Adam's my favorite.
Pixar movies.
Maybe like Coco or Inside Out. They're not like my favorites, but they're just, they're the ones that come to mind right now. I've been thinking about lately.
I'm a huge fan of Moana. Moana 2 comes out.
Yeah, I didn't know Moana 2 was coming out
this week?
Next week.
Oh.
Like the 27th.
I thought, wasn't that supposed to be live action? Or
I think they're doing that too. And I think The Rock's going to be
Maui. Right.
I just love the music in that movie.
It's good.
Moana.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Speaking of him, I just saw Hamilton.
I've seen Hamilton too.
I haven't.
On TV?
I saw it on Broadway.
Oh, shit.
With Lin-Manuel Miranda. And then
you didn't. Did
backstage,
you really?
Backstage, and then I...
Oh, yeah, he told me that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, with him?
He was in the
He wasn't sitting in the
He was in the show
no.
at the time.
Right.
It was when it was
like the real one.
Yes.
The real one.
Original.
Yeah. That's all.
Is he Hamilton?
Cool.
Yes.
He was.
Very good.
Alexander.
Nice. So your three, what was the last movie you said?
I think he said Coco.
We'll say
Inside Out or Coco.
Inside Out.
No, they're not my favorites. I would just
the question
say the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right, out of the box.
He said Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, and Coco.
I was just trying to think of some fun ones that people
like
might
say. You
like
The Hobbit too? Are you a Hobbit fan?
No, I hate The Hobbit.
You don't like The
Hobbit? I did not like The Hobbit.
No good.
I was very disappointed.
No good.
The first one's good.
Yeah.
First one wasn't good either.
No, the first one's good, but the other two.
That ruined three Christmases in a row for me.
Well, my
well, like we were talking about that. The book's what, 89 pages?
Yeah, the book's 89 pages. Rule of thumb in the movies it's a minute per page, and so if it's 89 page book and it's like a 12 hour movie, they've extended
the Hobbit cartoon from like the 80s is the best.
Right, I still need to watch those.
Yeah. It's so good.
I've seen clips of it.
Is that the psychedelic
they have a Lord
one?
Of the Rings version too, huh?
There's a psychedelic cartoon version of one of those that's pretty cool.
I mean,
The Hobbit the is original, pretty wild animation.
Right, the original 70s Hobbit was...
And it's fucking scary. Like, that's where I used to get scared of Gollum. Because my mother used to fucking scare me. She used to always call me precious. On purpose.
Oh, God.
All right, so now we're to... Enslow. Let's talk film. Give me your top three.
I love the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That,
I can recite them.
Go ahead.
Why are we laughing?
No, because this cat behind you looked like he was going to faint. Even though I think it's a great
pick. I can't believe I didn't think of Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
I love the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
I know all the words to all the Harry Potter movies.
Have you been to the Florida? Have you been to
No. Okay. I haven't.
Just we're going to hover here real quick.
Uh-huh.
I love the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
But like if you go to Harry Potter Land or whatever in Universal Studios, it's phenomenal.
Oh.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Like it made me want to become like a fucking wizard. Like
I
you
think
can
I
buy...
would. I'm a very emotional person. I think if I went there, I would cry.
You would. It's incredible. Like they have like you can buy the wands and like you can go down alleys and like the wands work. Like,
I stayed. It's...
Oh yeah, you could turn on lights and shit.
Yeah,
right?
Like it's crazy.
When I was 15, I went to England and I stayed in one of the towns that they filmed in.
You will cry then.
I did cry when I like went there and I sat in the same spot that like Harry was looking at the Mirror of Erised.
I swear, I have not
cool
been to
me.
England, but I bet you if you go there, you'll be blown away by how real it. I mean, I couldn't believe.
I think I would cry.
Yeah,
it's
serious stuff.
I love the Harry Potter movies. I love a movie called Sing Street.
Sing Street.
It's,
I haven't heard of that.
It's very cool.
It is very good.
It's very good.
Well, give me a year.
What is it? Yeah.
It is set in Ireland. In the 80s.
And did
and
it
it's
come
about
out?
Like a, no. It's like it came out in 2016.
Oh, okay.
2015. Okay. I can't remember. But it's like about a bunch of kids that like start a band.
Hmm.
And it's very cute. And I love it. And the music is very good.
Sing Street.
It's a great, it has an excellent soundtrack.
It's got The Clash.
The Clash, The Cure. The band, The Jam, Duran Duran.
Fun.
It's very good.
Yeah, I mean, just the poster alone sold me.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
I
if
love
you like 80s.
Movies that I don't know, and I've never heard of that. So
it's,
that's
it's great.
It's like
it's great.
School of Rock.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're just describing School of Rock.
It's not.
That's what I've been waiting to
it's
say.
Not,
the best of
it's not. It's not School of Rock.
Get to it.
But like.
Sam's coming in hot. Like,
you know, School of Rock, excellent movie. Sing Street, better than School of Rock.
Ooh, all right.
That's
I'll tell you
that's
that.
Like Breaking.
I haven't
and,
seen
and,
Sing
and,
Street.
Beat Street.
That's right.
But,
great reference.
And then I for like movie number three, are we talking like movies that I've watched a lot or movies that I really like
what a comfort movie
a comfort movie
your go-to movie
yeah like if it,
go-to
if you
right.
had to live
Isn't,
with it the rest of your
this
life
this is
maybe
like
that
so
kind of
Schindler's List
this is like so embarrassing
you guys with the feel-good movies
it's Mansfield
That's
Park
Mansfield Park
I love Mansfield Park
wow
I watch it when I'm sad
I'll bet.
If you know Mansfield Park,
never heard of
you
it.
Know
I've never
why.
Even heard of it.
Mum Harmon.
It's okay. Do you know Mansfield Park?
I think. I mean, is it a.
It's a
is
Jane
it,
Austen.
Yeah, but I mean, and is it our boy, who's Gandalf?
Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen.
No, he's not in that movie.
He's not in it?
No.
Gandalf's
not in it. What's it called?
I actually, I don't know who any of the actors are, but I know Ian McKellen is
what
not.
Was okay, it called? Okay, then good. Man,
what was it called?
Mansfield Park.
Then it's not what I must not be what I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of Lord of the Rings.
No.
No. No, it's The Hobbit.
I do like
it's Mansfield. From like 99?
Yeah. I do like Mansfield Park.
It was a Keith Beaver special.
Oh, Sam. So sorry.
So Mansfield Park.
Are you trying to whisper?
Sam wants to ask a question.
I was just going to say, have you been to the Harry Potter store in New York?
No.
Well, actually, yes, I did see the Cursed Child. I saw the Cursed Child on Broadway.
I don't recognize any actors from that movie.
No, it's like everybody's unknown, and it's so sad. It's about this like girl who she like was taken from her family to like go live at this like big estate, and she's like a writer or something, and I don't even know. She's just like, it's so sad, and like this guy falls in love with her, and then she like can't be with him, and then like it's
devastating.
It's devastating. Right. It's so depressing. But
and
like,
why do you watch it?
Because I love it. Because okay. it's like when you want to just like be sad, like that's like the movie,
right? Yeah. Right. And if you want to be happy, you watch Passion or
Passion of the Christ.
That's what I do. Right. It doesn't work for everybody.
Also, right. I will. I'll take one for the team. I love the first Twilight movie. I'll be honest.
Okay,
it is a great movie.
Of our boy, of the, Twilight, Pattinson. New Moon, that whole run.
No, I don't care about any of the other ones.
Right.
Just only the first one.
Interesting.
That movie's a hard watch, Maggie. I'm not going to lie.
I've only seen the
You guys
first
can,
one.
Like...
I've never seen any of them.
You guys can say whatever you want, but it is a close... between Mansfield Park and Twilight.
Wow.
I know that sounds so basic, but...
So a movie everyone knows and a movie that three people have seen.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Mansfield Park.
I mean, Robert Pattinson has moved into, like, almost my favorite Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
He's hot.
Yeah, listen, I mean...
I know I'm the only girl here, but
no,
he's
Aaron thinks
hot.
He's hot.
Say
he's
what
Adam.
You
I mean,
will.
He's definitely an
say
attractive
what you
man.
Will about the
Whatever.
Twilight era Pattinson, but he's a good actor.
He's in Harry Potter.
He's
a fabulous actor. He is in Harry Potter.
That's my boy.
I don't remember his character.
Yeah,
he gets killed.
Yeah, he was in the games.
He's the one that comes through.
Cedric Diggory.
Yes, he's the one that goes through and... And Voldemort kills him accidentally.
I'm not doing
I haven't
it.
Seen it.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Lord David. That movie's, they came out 20 years ago.
Right.
I also love a rom-com.
Oh,
I
yeah?
love a good rom-com.
Did you like, what about that new one? Did you see it with,
Sydney
Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
Let's go.
Yes.
I did see it and it was terrible.
Terrible.
No. So bad. I thought it was really good.
What
is it? Which movie?
She's such a good actress.
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney
yes.
Sweeney.
Oh,
I don't know.
I love her.
She was all right in that.
I love Euphoria.
Oh my gosh,
Euphoria is a great show.
Result, not The Resort. What's the movie?
Oh, White Lotus?
White Lotus.
Love
yeah, she
White
was
Lotus.
In the first season of White Lotus.
Dude. Both of the seasons are so good. Yeah. I'm
Euphoria.
So pissed off that they killed off Jennifer Coolidge. I just have to say,
what?
She's the best character.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That
and
was
she's
a
like,
shocking
She's
ending.
The constant.
Yeah.
I thought
that
she
was
would
the,
just be in all of them.
But that was the best... They that she just like fell off of the boat and like after she just like went on her rampage,
right.
I was like, this
all of that, you're
right.
like, wow,
awesome.
She good for her, and
yeah,
then you're
I
like,
was like,
damn,
oh, fuck.
Right? Because the gays yeah, were definitely to trying that. To kill her,
the gays were,
right?
Yeah. Look,
the gays
it happens.
Were trying to
you
kill
know?
Her.
I mean, it happens,
no hate
you know?
To the gays,
right?
But
right,
it happens,
right?
But wait, the other oh, Euphoria, can you believe our boy? Like, you watched Euphoria, he died. What's his name in
Angus
the show?
Cloud.
Oh,
yes.
I haven't seen it
What's
yet.
His name in the show, though? It's like something
I
slick,
he died
but
in
he
real
was
life.
My favorite guy.
In real
guy.
Life?
No, yeah, in
no.
real life, he died.
In real life, his name is Angus Cloud,
right.
but
no,
I forget what his
character,
character
was
called.
So great. It was like,
his
it was such
was so
a good.
Good
character.
I was honestly hoping that he would play Mac Miller in a biopic.
He might as well. He looks exactly like him.
And then,
why can't Mac Miller just play himself in the biopic?
Well, there's a problem with both of those things. They're both past.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
Max. Well, this is real life.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller is a singer, and he died. And then the actor.
This is being recorded.
Died. Yeah. He's going, I never saw season one of Mac Miller.
You know what Amanda's blowing through right now? That's almost, it's embarrassing, and I've been forced to watch a lot of Gossip Girl.
Me too! Oh my God, I've been
rewatching it right now.
It's so
She's on season one still right now.
And what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's okay. The acting's terrible, but I just can't get over Chase Crawford as the Deep. Like, he's the Deep now to me from The Boys.
I was going to say, have you been watching The Boys?
Oh, okay.
He's the Deep, but he's also Chase Crawford. Oh, yeah. I don't remember what character.
He's Nate Archibald.
And then, oh, God.
There's
Blake Lively. I mean, it's...
Blake Lively has, like, been canceled.
I've heard numerous things about Gossip Girls. Like, I've heard numerous dudes saying that it's good. Like,
it's not, though.
It's not.
Wait. Can we just... Whoever's editing this, while we're having this conversation, can we just get a zoom in on each one of their faces as someone brings up Gossip Girl? Because that was priceless.
Since this is a Christmas episode, what's everybody's favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh.
The Christmas Chronicles now.
Everybody's favorite Christmas movie.
I think Kurt Russell's Christmas Chronicles is now my favorite.
Why don't you tell everyone what you think is a Christmas movie?
Barbie Nutcracker.
That's my favorite Christmas movie. Maggie thinks Harry Potter.
I don't know, Maggie. No.
Harry Potter is Christmas.
Enzo thinks Harry Potter is a Christmas movie.
No, stop. We were having a conversation the other day, and I said, do you consider Harry Potter a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
And then Josh said,
"I consider it." Josh was like, "I don't consider it either."
Yeah,
and
it's the same way Home Alone is. It's the same way.
That's not objection,
Your Honor.
Home Alone is 100% a Christmas movie. I agree.
It's on 25 Days of Christmas every year.
No, I agree that Home Alone is a Christmas movie, but I've never seen Home Alone. So
what?
Home Alone is only a Christmas movie.
Anyway,
with like a little bit of Donald.
But Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Wait, hold on. We'll go back to that. But let me finish my thought. Harry Potter is an all-year movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
It hits different at Christmas, and it hits different at Halloween.
Yeah.
There are two different vibes when you watch it. Because it's one of my favorite movies, the whole movie series, there's always a Christmas scene in every single movie.
Mm. Right.
It's always Christmas in every single movie, and it's always Halloween in every single movie. It follows the kids throughout a school year.
Right.
So when you watch it at different times of the year, it feels like a different movie.
Right. It's a good elixir for many seasons.
Yes. And I watch it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's a Christmas movie to me, but it also is an all-year movie
to me. It's like The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's one of my favorite movies.
Exactly.
But that's a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Well,
is The Passion of the Christ an Easter movie?
Yes.
Some would say.
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
Yeah. Right? Well, the movie starts. It starts as a Christmas movie and ends as an Easter movie.
It starts on Holy Thursday, actually.
Some would say.
And then there's Good Friday.
Oh, I see.
So you asked the question, Sam, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
Elf? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's good.
Fair.
I dig Elf.
Yeah.
Elf is.
What do you think, Aaron?
I've been thinking about it a lot lately because I was.
Call
in
him
New
by
York.
His actual name.
I was looking at the
films. It's mind boggling to me that Elf. Elf is 22 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My friend Charlotte, she's an amazing artist in New York City. She goes to the same gym as Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she was on the treadmill and like she looked next to her and Will Ferrell was on the treadmill next to her.
Oh, sure.
And she was like, do I say something? Do I not say something? And she was like, I have to. Like, and I think as they were leaving the gym, she knew he was there, but then they were leaving the gym and she was like, I'm so sorry to bother you. And he was like, very cool. And she was like, my favorite movie is Elf. I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, super cool. He was like, I was expecting you to say like Talladega Nights or like something else. He was like, but thank you for saying that Elf is your favorite movie. Nice. He was like, I love that film. I'm very proud of it. And like, not really? Many people say that that's their favorite.
Right. They're all like, Anchorman.
Anchorman.
I don't know. I would have thought Elf.
I would have also thought Elf.
With but Will Ferrell.
No, too. A lot of people don't acknowledge him like for Elf, apparently.
Right. No, that's crazy. But,
you know, I realize there's a contingency of people that hate Elf.
Oh, there's a contingency of people that hate Will Ferrell.
Hate.
What?
Elf. Yeah, seriously. I had no idea.
He's a national
what
treasure.
What I've watched recently that's hilarious is The Other Guys.
Great movie.
I don't know that one.
Great movie.
It's Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg.
What are your guys' favorite movies?
My favorite movie of all time.
Three favorite movies of all time, and then your favorite Christmas movies, and then... All
right, well, I'm going to take... So, dig this. Episode one, we give our top five, so we're going to have to do vary it up.
I don't even think I put my... My favorite movie of all time is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
So good.
I can't do it.
Wait, how do you feel about Ariana Grande's music video?
Uh-oh.
I haven't seen it. What?
It's based on...
That?
Yes.
The movie or just the idea the movie. Of the movie?
It's based on the movie.
And this is a brand new video?
Yes, off of her
new
album. Her new album
Ariana
is called...
Grande?
Her new album is called Eternal Sunshine.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm not up with Ariana Grande.
You have to listen.
We're going to get her in the lounge.
Now that, Rogue One / Empire and Predator, obviously.
Ooh.
And Friday the 13th Part 3 is my favorite horror movie. Part 3.
Love.
3D. It was in 3D, and it's where he finds the mask.
Hot take, I don't like 3D movies.
This was a 3D movie in 1983.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Like when you're watching it with the glasses and he's just shooting a spear at the screen. And
it was phenomenal. It was. You can't replicate 80s 3D.
No. No, but I agree. I don't like going to see movies in 3D.
I get motion sick very easily, and I can't watch. Yeah. I can't watch movies in theaters because it makes me ill.
Even regular, not 3D, just
even regular. Yeah,
like if they get a good drone shot going or something,
I can't. I can't do it.
Right, right.
It's really bad.
The only movie I've ever even seen in the theater in 3D was Avatar.
Ooh, I saw that movie in theaters.
It was cool.
Five times.
Yeah,
The Last Airbender.
No.
Not to be confused with Aang's
The Blue
Avatar.
People.
Right,
the Blue
right,
People.
Right, right.
I did see that movie in theaters five times.
Yeah, it was a great movie. I mean, you know.
So what do you...
I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm going to say my favorite movie of all time. I don't accept the question, first of all, because I can't narrow it down. But if I have to just pick one, I'm going to say 2001, The Space Odyssey. Mm.
But then I have comfort movies, and mine... Are my comfort movie is The Hangover.
Ooh. I've never seen that one.
Oh, my God.
Enslow. We're learning all kinds of shit.
And you've seen what, the Big Lebowski?
She hasn't seen Home Alone.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen Mansfield.
The Hangover.
I mean, yeah, The Hangover.
But Mansfield Park's coming in hot.
Exactly.
And
the Hangover, the first Hangover movie.
Dance.
Sing Street.
The first Hangover
is
phenomenal.
I'm watching it.
Don't we watch it almost every week.
Weird movies.
But... I like the other two. I mean, it is a trilogy, but my wife refuses to watch the other two because it's just The Hangover. That's
I found
it.
Part three
Done.
Was upsetting.
She will never watch it again.
Fair.
Never watches two or three. Never.
But two I loved.
And then favorite, you said favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Is Christmas Chronicles.
I don't know. Kurt Russell.
The new ones. I guess it was like 2018.
Mine's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Mine's The Ref.
Oh, thanks.
The Ref with Dennis Leary and
Kevin
Spacey.
That's your favorite
Spacey.
Christmas movie?
Yeah. It's a rarity. It's a rare pull. Right. The Good Ref. One. Or, and look, I do think Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
It is. Yeah. It has a Christmas party in it.
I was there
it
when it came
out.
It
takes place during the Christmas season.
Yeah, it was Christmas time. Like, it's, you know, like, it was a Christmas movie. Anyway, all right, so.
Wait a minute. Do you even know that's controversial?
No.
Die Hard.
Yeah. I've never seen Die Hard either.
I figured. I didn't even ask because, she didn't see
nobody,
Home Alone.
Nobody, right. That's wild. Home Alone. Hard. That's a classic.
But I just think that, if you dig, you ought to see Home Alone. Just because.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'll watch it. I mean, I'll watch it for
fun.
You.
Oh, thank you. It's just funny, you know. And it's Christmassy. It'll make you feel good.
It holds up.
It holds up.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Little kid's a prick, but. but whatever.
The kid's a prick.
Yeah. They broke into his house.
Right. Well, you know, he had no choice.
Yeah. If you get left behind that many times, you suck.
I was just saying, there's something to say about that. It took him a week to realize, right?
Your family hates you. The McAllisters are terrible fucking parents.
Right,
that,
right.
We established that.
Might be all-time worst right. mom in a movie. Oh,
I mean, they flew all
Catherine,
the way to Paris.
Yes.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
O'Hara.
I love her.
Love her.
Schitt's Creek, you've seen that.
Beetlejuice.
SCTV.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Best in Show.
SCTV.
Best in Show. Yeah, love Best in Show.
Catherine O'Hara.
Princess Bride. I love Christopher Guest. Everything he does is great.
Yeah,
man. Best in Show is great. Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. They're doing, they have another one.
Sir Paul McCartney's in it.
Just got done shooting.
No way.
Who?
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah. You may have heard of him.
Never heard. He was in the Stones.
Nice.
Are you guys Ravens fans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking brutal.
Well, I was just going to say, I apologize to all of Baltimore because Justin Tucker, before the season started,
he saw us at a gig.
He saw us at a gig and he's sucked ever since.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm worried it's our fault.
I am too. We played some original music for him and his wife and his
And ever
kid.
Since he can't hit a field goal.
Yeah.
Well.
We shouldn't say that on camera because. All of Baltimore's going to hate us now.
No, you're so laying a gauntlet. Many people are emotional about the subject right now.
I don't think you guys have anything to do with
it. I think we should get Cundiff back. What about Hauschka?
Enslow, full of hot takes, man. You know, nonstop. The band.
To be fair, none of these are my hot takes. They're hot takes.
Full of hot takes.
I don't claim these hot takes.
For the record, I don't know what's going on with Justin Tucker. I think he's done.
I think he's just human.
I'm
worried he's dying.
Something's going on.
Josh,
something's going on in his life. Dying.
Well, this is the thing is that they're saying
it's too much.
It's getting there.
Farms.
It's just not going the right direction. So it's not that he's losing his physical power because the umph is there. It's just he's missing.
Focus.
So it's something he's in his
mental.
Head.
Yeah.
It's because he saw us.
I don't think it's the Enslow factor. If anything,
I would lean more towards the chicken.
Yeah, it's Royal Farms.
Too much Royal Farms.
That's
too greasy.
Yeah, it's or the opera. Maybe
don't bring opera into this.
Yeah, come on, leave opera out of this.
She was a great
talk show host.
It's wrong.
Where did he see? Was it like a private event?
We were playing a bar in Roland Park.
Yeah,
CC's.
Not the pizza place. Not the pizza place.
And he just rolled in with his wife. That's cool.
And kids.
And his child.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's very cool. And then we took a break and we like walked past and made eyes like, you're the best.
I just wanted him to look at me.
Yeah.
He didn't.
He looked at me.
Well, yeah.
Right. He said, I don't understand.
So back in the early, mid-2000s, I became friends with Mike Singletary. You know who he is?
Yeah.
Like the bear.
Great show.
Love the bear.
You haven't watched The Bear.
Jeremy Allen White.
I've seen enough food.
Call me.
Right.
No, I did work for him at his house, and he'd always ask me what I owed him, and I'd just say tickets, and he'd give me tickets to the games, and I'd just go sit in the player's wife's skybox with his wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
When he left Baltimore to go to San Francisco, I went to his house, and he just had a pile of clothes sitting in his bedroom, and he's like, you could take whatever you want. So like every Sunday I wear Mike Singletary's pants, Ravens pants.
That's so
they're sweatpants.
I would have never washed them.
I was hoping it was the purple camo.
No. They're the most comfortable sweatpants I've ever had.
He worked them out for you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
But it's Mike Singletary.
That's cool.
It's pretty awesome. Cool. I mean, besides Ray Lewis, he's arguably like the greatest linebacker of all time.
That's so cool.
He was a super nice guy, too.
My dad.
A real nice guy.
Works in like audiovisual things.
That's what I do during the day.
Yeah, and he like did a bunch of work at the training facility. Mm-hmm. And so like he would take me sometimes and I would like be walking down the hallway. I was like a little girl and I'd see these like massive players. I'd be like, hey, and they were always so nice.
Right. That's fun. Yeah.
So nice. And they'd be like, hey, like, how's it going?
Yep.
Be like, I'm good.
I used to work at Tweeter when it was in Owings Mills, when the facility was like over on Owings Mills Boulevard, and Tony Saragusa used to come in all the time, and Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Matt Stouffer.
Love his beer.
What the hell was I just going to say? Oh, so is this what you guys do for work? Do you guys have day jobs?
I have
full-time
a day
musicians?
Job.
I have a day job.
Musicians.
Only me and Adam. We're the only two that have day jobs.
The rest of us are poor.
Call me Enslow, please.
Yeah. Right.
And you currently work at a winery.
My name.
Is that your current job?
Yes. So I work like part-time and a half at Old Westminster Winery.
Is that in Westminster?
It is in Westminster.
Where?
On Old Westminster Road.
On the outskirts
Road.
Of Westminster.
You know where it is?
No, it's
I mean,
on,
we're from Westminster. We're here. We're basically in Westminster almost.
It's on Old Westminster Road. It's like off of Ridge Road. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know where Ridge Road is, but
I don't know where this winery is.
It's kind of like in a neighborhood ish, but it's owned by three siblings, and it's funny because our song Tennessee was inspired by a conversation that I had, or that was had. While I was at work, so by one of our owners and his daughter.
Nice. And that's a brand new song.
That one came out in 2020.
Tennessee.
Three.
Is your website not updated?
Jesus Christ.
No, my website is not updated.
Call her out.
It definitely said
call
the
me out.
It
call
said latest single
out.
Tennessee on there.
Yeah, that's not new. I'm really bad at I do social media for work.
Yeah.
But I'm bad at social media for myself.
Nah, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, Davis, this winery is about 2 miles from my house.
Oh, really?
Well, you should come visit, but make a reservation because they get booked up like 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then who's the other one with a day job? And what is that?
Sales.
What kind of sales?
I sell a mental health course. Yeah. So, essentially, it equips, in my case, it's taught in high schools, so it's giving like teens in high schools an action plan on how to recognize signs and symptoms that someone's like going through a mental health crisis and how to respond appropriately.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good for you.
You do that yourself? Like, is it yours?
No.
You work
I work for a nonprofit.
Okay.
Yeah. The National Council for Mental Wellbeing.
Money?
Nice.
No, I make money.
Oh. He's doing the important work.
I try to. Yeah. It's a really good product. It's got a good reputation.
Nice.
You know, there's obviously a need for it. So, you know, it's nice that I'm doing. I used to work for the government, so it's night and day, and the amount of fulfillment I get out of it.
Right. You know, don't I know it, baby?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't I know? That's good stuff, man. That's
and the rest
stuff.
Of you guys are full time musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many bands between you guys do you play in?
Every band.
Think of it more like
that was
like
a great answer.
Gun for hire.
Right.
You know, like
right.
We don't necessarily play in bands.
Yeah. No, we have.
They only play in this. My band.
Right.
Oh, it's the only band that they play in.
Right. They can be bought, but
we have for the right price.
For the right price. For the right price. Yeah.
We have a dude coming in next Monday who's like a jack of all trades, Matt Everhart.
Yeah, he plays with Dan McGuire, right?
Yeah, and Speakers of the House.
We go way back.
Oh my gosh! Wait, he plays for Speakers of the House?
Yeah.
They just played at my cousin's wedding.
Yeah. He's the bass player.
Oh.
He's coming in here Monday, and he's going to do, we're going to sit down like this, but he's also bringing his stand-up bass,
fun.
And he's
going to
go like do awesome. Like some solo shit in there.
He did?
You said they were awesome at the wedding, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw him with the Rachel Hall Band at a woodshed this year.
So
and he had his stand-up bass, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that's
it was
good
fantastic.
Shit.
So he's going to come in and do some cool shit.
Definitely. Yep. All right, well, you got anything else?
Just where to find you guys. We'll put your events on our schedule.
Yes. Yeah.
But we already established, what's the website, even though it's a little not up to
date? The website?
You can still go there.
The website? Don't go there. Just kidding. The website is enzoonline.com.
Yep. And then Instagram and all that.
I highly suggest that you look at our Spotify, my Spotify, Enslow, Enslow, in case you were wondering.
And that is what part of your name?
My name. It's my mom's maiden name.
Okay.
And my real name, Ticket, yeah, Kick it.
Kick it.
My full name is Maggie. That's my real name. But like Maggie Rogers is a person who's also from Maryland.
Do you get compared to her?
I do. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yep.
So looks wise, sound.
No, there's similarities. But so, Maggie's good. She's awesome.
I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her. But people always are like, oh my gosh, you're like separate. Maggie Rogers, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, you're not. And then my mom, she always wanted to name me Enslow. That's her maiden name. But then she chickened out and she named me Margaret. So
well, that's
I was
cool.
Like, when I started recording music, I was like, what's a name that I can go with? And I was always a little hurt that she didn't name me Enslow because that's a cool name.
Yeah, I like
so
it.
So I was like, all right, like, I'll just do it.
Yeah, this is a way to that keep works. That
yeah, I'll just
vibe alive.
I'll be Enslow now.
I have two boys, but if we would have had a girl, that girl's name 100% would have been Clementine.
Oh.
Because of Eternal Sunshine. Yeah. Right.
I love that name.
I love that name.
I love that movie.
My mother, I think my mother did. But my wife's mother was like, absolutely not. My mother's maiden name is DiClemente, so that kind of
perfect
went in with right. it. But there was
I will say there was a point in time where Titanic was my favorite movie, and I love Kate Winslet.
Oh, I've loved Kate Winslet ever since Titanic.
I love
Titanic.
Her.
Me too.
In fifth grade, in fifth grade, they take a poll of like the class and like what our favorite movie was, and I wanted to say Titanic, but my mom was like, "No, you're not allowed."
I had not seen it, so please do not tell me the ending.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Everyone dies.
That's not true.
But well, no,
that's
she was like, there are boobs in that movie. You can't say it. Wait, you can't say that that's your favorite movie.
Oh, because there's boobies in it?
Yeah. I was
it's
like,
classily right done.
Right.
Yeah.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Right.
That's my comfort movie.
Titanic. It's one of the greats.
It is.
All right, well, I think that about does it.
Yeah, we'll have everything on our site. We'll have everything listed, like where to find you guys, all the links. Everything.
Yeah, we appreciate meeting you. Yeah. It was fucking phenomenal.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on the other side. Yeah. Stay sane, Baltimore.
Awesome.
Woo. Nice.
'Feels like I'm falling in love. I'm asking how you do, but that's not what I'm saying. This is how you do it.
Make me feel like I'm floating. Lift my feet off the ground. You put your hands on my body. If I'm honest enough, I don't wanna come down. And I will try bring me back to life.
Christmas. This is last Christmas.
cover, but you tore me apart. Oh, now I found a real love, you'll never fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
This next one's called Brandy.
She tries it, likes it, hides it, baby, behind those eyes they swim away. Oh, Brandy, baby, come and play. Oh, Brandy, don't you blow away. Her smile could crack a mirror.
Thanks for listening, Baltimore. You can find us at www.sanitylounge.com or on Instagram at sanity.lounge.
Keep listening and subscribe.
Stay sane, Baltimore.